Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pronunciation Challenge. This is your host, Steve. Facebook. Ooh, let me put a quote. Ooh, this is a good one. I am gonna get so many likes. Instagram, picture of a cute dog, check. Crap, I forgot to take a picture of my lunch. Twitter. How can I say this really important thing in under 120 characters? Oh, listeners, hey, do I use social media too much? No, absolutely not. Ooh, let me check my phone real quick. No likes? Oh, that's sad. I should quit social media, you guys say? Not a bad idea, but first, let's take a listen to the key sentence. Here it is. So it does matter, because the pleasures that are sometimes the most time-consuming or the ones that take the most work can be the ones that are the most fulfilling. Okay, before we get back to the sentence, let's look at the vocabulary. So word number one today is matter. Matter. And this is a verb, and it means to be of importance or signify. So here's my example sentence. The game is already over. It doesn't matter anymore. You probably heard the phrase, it doesn't matter. Or the question, does it matter? Basically, when something matters, it means it's important. So, your wedding matters. When something doesn't matter, it's not important. So, what you ate for lunch 8 days ago probably doesn't matter. Today's video states that not using social media matters because it can allow you to spend more time doing stuff that brings you more meaning. Word number two is pleasure. Pleasure. This is a noun, and the definition is a state of gratification. Or, if you want an easier definition, basically just feeling satisfied or happy. So, the example sentence says, talking to Sarah always gives me a lot of pleasure. I think I should ask her on a date. So, pleasure is something that makes you feel good or satisfied. You can also say displeasure. So, here's an example sentence for displeasure. Durian is so bad. I've never had the displeasure of eating such a disgusting fruit. So think about something that makes you happy. Maybe eating your favorite food gives you a lot of pleasure. Drinking wine might give you pleasure. Something that might give you displeasure. Maybe seeing a cockroach inside your house might give you displeasure. Or twisting your ankle, ouch, that might give you displeasure. All right, word number three is a little bit hard. It is fulfilling. Fulfilling. And it's an adjective. And this word means providing happiness or satisfaction. So here's the example sentence. Climbing mountains is tough, but it's so fulfilling when you reach the top. So fulfilling also makes you feel happy, but it's a little bit more deep than pleasure. Drinking wine might make you have pleasure, a fast kind of happiness, but it won't make you feel fulfilled. Generally, something that makes you feel fulfilled has to come with a challenge or difficulty, and that will bring you fulfillment, which is the noun form of fulfilling, the adjective. So studying, working, picking up a hobby, learning a new skill, these can all be fulfilling because you spend a lot of time on them, and it takes a lot of work to attain something. But once you attain, say, learning guitar, or learning a new language, or learning how to use Photoshop, or whatever you want to do, you'll feel very fulfilled, like you did something really hard that made you feel good for a long time. Now, one thing to watch out for with this word, fulfilling, or fulfilled, is sometimes people tend to drop that L sound, so they'll say, fulfilled. Try not to do this. It should be fulfilled. Full, like that la la L sound. Fulfilling, not fulfilling. Fulfilling. All right, quickly going on to the pronunciation. Okay, now this is a very long sentence, although most of the words aren't too hard, but it is long. So I recommend you guys really don't be afraid to record slowly. It's always better to record slow and have clarity rather than have speed but not be able to understand the sentence. So feel free to record slowly and then maybe faster if you want. I want to address one word, that word time-consuming. Time-consuming. Now, this is kind of a compound word with time and consume together. So time is easy, but when you get to consuming, so the stress is on syllable two, time consuming, time consuming. So you see time and sum, the second syllable, and consuming, time consuming. Time and sum have the stress, time consuming. All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. Here is your question for today. Do you think you use social media too much? If so, what can you do to reduce your usage? If not, do you like to use social media? All right, here is my answer. I actually don't use social media that much, but I do use Messenger to text my friends. Maybe too much. Messenger and YouTube are kind of my social media demons, meaning that they haunt me. I can text a lot, and it's really easy to get sucked into YouTube. Now, my way to deal with it is sometimes just to delete apps from my phone. So sometimes I just delete Facebook from my phone. And actually, lately, I've been trying not to post anything on Facebook. So I post nothing. I can look at it. I can see what my friends are saying, but I'm not actually posting anything. So that makes me less interested in Facebook. So basically, what I recommend is try to get yourself out of the daily cycle, out of the habit of using social media all the time. But it's tough. I know it's really hard for everybody, especially in the modern age. All right, well, that's it. I want to hear your response. Have a nice day, a nice week, and I'll see you next time.